Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, our friend Jim Odell and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, SuperiorClickToBid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior Click to Bid.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
We've just passed the first of the big three holidays that mark summertime. Memorial Day, an important holiday for grilling season for beef and for pork. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says that when you look at the wholesale box beef trade this last week, it appears that we passed this first holiday relatively in good shape when it comes to beef demand.
We ended the week on the choice box beef cutout at 208.83. That's the second highest weekly average ever on choice, down about $2 a hundredweight from the prior week. The select cutout, the wholesale market, was down about $3 per hundredweight. So we held that up rather well. We're coming out of Memorial Day. The market really did display that we had rather adequate Memorial Day beef movement and featuring in sales, but nothing that could really move the market higher, and I think the market's really paced throughout the week, and that's why we got the Fed cattle trade very late in the week. I would classify the Memorial Day movement as adequate to good, probably not spectacular, but we did this at rather high beef prices, and it's still a rather difficult time talking to several retailers in terms of the weather conditions and still grilling out across the country, but I think they classified it as okay to as expected, so certainly not disappointing.
And Jim Robb says the reality is not much price relief for consumers as the supplies of beef are simply too tight to allow much downside in beef prices.
As we look into the summer months, we had some pretty good featuring on some of the middle meat items lately. We'll see how the hamburger and all that rolls around. We may see some softness slightly, but we're going to be faced with record high beef prices from the consumer side. And we'll have to even get those higher to be able to support a cutout stronger for the cattle industries. The economic environment that we're in with a very cautious consumer, but a growing U.S. economy, the key for the second half of this year is how this story unfolds in terms of consumer buying interest in beef, kind of faced with some very good bargains, at least until recently, from some of the competing meats.
And Jim Robb says competing meats have been catching up with the price of beef this spring.
They have, and especially on the breast meat chicken side, those prices have spiked up dramatically at the wholesale level. You know, we saw some shifting early this year, especially in restaurants and some consumers moving away from some of the beef products that were very high priced. But now we have normalized those wholesale costs very significantly. There are still a few pork items that are really lagging in the complex, but especially on the chicken side, the wholesale prices have ratcheted up dramatically in recent weeks and have closed the gap, as you mentioned a little bit, with respect to some of the beef items.
Jim Robb of the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, the total dispersion of the fall calving cow herd of Sutphen Cattle Company out of southeast Colorado is going to be happening Monday, June 10th, 11 a.m. at the Jordan Stockyards, Caddo, Oklahoma. The offering includes 70 fall calving registered Angus cows, 100 fall calving registered all black and all polled inflex cows, and 80 commercial spring calving Angus and Angus cross 2 to 4 year old cows. For more information, call John Sutphen, 719-940-3729. 719-940-3729. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.